Sports. I'm Mike Reeves. It was a full docket of games Tuesday in Major League Baseball, but we start off the field where gambling issues made headlines. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
San Diego Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano was banned from baseball for life for betting on the sport, and four others were suspended for 1 year by Major League Baseball in the game's biggest gambling scandal in decades. MLB said Marcano placed 387 baseball bets totaling more than $150,000 in October of 2022 and from last July through November with a legal sports book. He became the first active player in a century banned for life because of gambling.
It was a matchup of division leaders in Philadelphia where the Brewers met the Phillies. Our Michael Luongo was on hand to file this report.
Nick Castellanos put in a walk-off double in the bottom of the 10th inning to give the Phillies a come-from-behind 2-1 win over the Brewers. Milwaukee took a 1-0 lead when they played the run in the top of the third. Philadelphia tied the game in the bottom of the 8th on a leadoff home run by Alec Boehm. The game winner by Castellanos enabled the Phillies to pick up their 4th walk-off win this season.
Right now, we're just rolling, you know, and the goal between for each of us each and every series is to win the series, and I'm just happy that I was able to come through.
Cleveland scored 5 times in the 7th inning to rally past Kansas City 8-5. Josh Naylor hit his 16th home run for the Guardians. Jared Jones tossed 6 innings of 3-hit ball for the Pirates in a 1-0 win over the Dodgers. The Rays defeated the Marlins 9-5. Brandon Lau with a home run and 5 RBIs. Pete Alonso and Harrison Bader went deep in the Mets 6-3 win over the Nationals. Ryan Mountcastle hit 2 home runs and drove in 5 in Baltimore's 10-1 drubbing of Toronto. The Yankees looked to continue their winning ways at home when they took on the Twins. Here's correspondent Mike Moriarty.
The red-hot Yankees marched on, winning their 6th in a row, beating the Minnesota Twins 5-1. Yanks starter Luis Gil continued his fantastic start to the season, picking up his 8th victory, tossing 6 frames of 1-hit ball, striking out 6. Giancarlo Stanton put away the game with a 2-run shot in the 8th and says this is a powerful offense.
We don't even have to click on all cylinders. You know, it doesn't have to be the same person every night. And it's really just putting pressure on every pitcher we face, and sooner or later we got to crack them.
The Yankees secured their 43rd win, moving to 24 games over 500. Royce Lewis, just off the injured list, hit a solo homer for the Twins, who have lost 2 out of their last 3.
Coming up, the rest of the MLB results, the night in the WNBA, news from the French Open, and a legendary NCAA women's basketball coach is given a contract extension. Atlanta was an 8-3 winner at Boston. Ozzie Albee's 3-run home run snapped a 3-3 sixth inning tie. Max Fried struck out a career high 13 over 7 innings to improve his record to 6-2.
I felt like I was executing my pitches really well, and for me, just when I'm executing and, you know, going with it, today instead of ground balls, it was swings and misses, which was, you know, nice to have.
Zach McKinstry drove in 2 in Detroit's 3-1 win at Texas. Houston knocked off St. Louis 8-5. Ainer Diaz with a 3-run home run as the game's big blow. The Cubs fell behind early, then rallied to defeat the struggling White Sox. David Schuster was at Wrigley Field and provides the details.
Ian Happ's 2-run double in the 8th inning was the game-winning hit as the Cubs rallied by the White Sox 7-6.
When you're going through a tough stretch, you got to grind out every win, you know, and it would have been really easy in that situation to kind of fold and not come back, and to be able to have that, you know, we clawed one there, and then to be able to have that big inning, get back in the game.
Happ had 3 hits on the night as the Cubs rallied a couple of times, including from an early 5-0 deficit. Luis Robert, fresh off the injured list, hit a 448-foot home run, but the White Sox dropped their 12th straight game, which is 1 off their franchise record set exactly 100 years ago.
Frankie Montas took a no-hitter into the 7th inning that allowed just 1 hit over 7 innings as the Reds beat the Rockies 4-1. The Angels defeated the Padres 4-2. Zach Neto with 2 RBIs for the Angels. Ty France drove in a pair of runs in Seattle's 4-3 win at Oakland, and Arizona won their 4th game in a row, knocking off the Giants 8-5. Gabriel Moreno, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and Kevin Newman with 2 RBIs each for the Diamondbacks. San Francisco's lost 6 straight. WNBA, the Sun are now 9-0 after a 76-59 win over the 0-9 Mystics. DeJuan Juana Bonner with 20 points for the Sun. The Liberty are 8-2 after knocking off the Sky 88-75. Brianna Stewart with 33 points and 14 rebounds for the Liberty. The Storm blew past the Mercury 80-62. Tennis, there will be a new men's champion at the French Open. Gethin Kulbaugh has the details.
Novak Djokovic has pulled out of the French Open with an injured knee. The withdrawal ends Djokovic's title defense and means he will relinquish the number one ranking next week. Djokovic has a torn medial meniscus in his right knee. The extent of the injury was found during an MRI exam on Tuesday, a day after Djokovic was hurt during a fourth-round victory. The 24-time Grand Slam champion was supposed to face two-time French Open runner-up Casper Ruud in the quarterfinals on Wednesday. Number two Jannik Sinner is assured of replacing Djokovic atop the ATP rankings.
NHL, Joe Pavelski says he has no plans to play anymore after 18 seasons. NCAA Women's Basketball, UConn announced a five-year contract extension for head coach Gino Auriemma on Tuesday. The extension runs through 2029 and is valued at $18.7 million over the five-year term. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.